A huge crowd of people were watching the famous tightrope walker, Blondine. He was crossing Niagara Falls one day in 1860. He had made numerous crosses over the falls, walking on the tightrope. It was a trip of 1,000 feet, and then it was some 160 feet above the raging waters of the falls below. The story is told that he spoke to the crowd, asking if they believed that he could take one of them across with him. And of course, they all immediately gave their assent. Then he singled out a man and approached him and asked him to get on his back and go with him. The man who was invited, of course, refused to go. He thought that Blondine could carry someone across, but not him. I find in this world there are many people who have the same reaction when asked if they believe the Lord Jesus Christ can take them to heaven. Oh, yes. Many will agree readily that Christ died for the sins of the world and that he can give eternal life. But there are few who are willing to trust the Lord Jesus Christ to take them personally to heaven. Friend of mine, the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of your trust, of your confidence, of your allegiance, of your faith. First of all, he is the Creator. Colossians chapter 1 teaches us this, as well as other places in God's Word. That same chapter goes on to tell us that he is the sustainer of the world, and he is the controller of the world. He is the exact likeness from the mold of the invisible God. Furthermore, he is the Redeemer. Also, he is God the Son. He is the Eternal One, and he's further called the head of his body, the Church. He is the one for whom all things were created, and to whom all glory and preeminence belong. Thus in him, the Scripture teaches us, is an abundance of deity. For Colossians 3 and 11 says that Christ is all and in all. The angels testified concerning him, thou shalt call his name Jesus. And unto us is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The prophet Isaiah, some 700 years before his birth, said, for unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His friends recognized him for who he was. It was Andrew who said, we have found the Messiah. Peter said, I am a sinful man, O Lord. Paul repeatedly says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was Thomas who said, my Lord and my God. The thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me. It was Judas who said, I have betrayed the innocent blood. And Pilate, the hypocrite, could say, I found no fault in him. I am innocent of the blood of this just man. The centurion said, truly, this was the Son of God. From God's word we read about him. This is my beloved Son. And under the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Friend of mine, had I been along the banks of the great Niagara Falls back in that day, I would not have got on Blondine's back either. I would have been fearful that he might make one slip, one fall, and that would have been all that it would have taken. But I can attest by adding my testimony to those we've already given from the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is totally worthy. He's completely able to shoulder the burden of your sin and to care for you, to meet your every need, and give you today if you'll only come in repentant faith, acknowledging your sin and guilt, and trusting Christ. He'll give you eternal life. It's a gift. Will you receive it? He paid for it for you with his own blood.
Amen.